The part that would be most affected will be the Cape and the Islands. There is a tropical storm warning up for that area, and that's as Hurricane Dorian makes its closest pass between about 2 o'clock tomorrow morning and 2 p.m. on Saturday. So right in the middle there, right about sunrise tomorrow, that's when it will be closest to southern New England.
There were some major storms on the Cape back in July. A tornado touched down as well. Multiple tornadoes touched down. How will this storm compare to those?
Yeah, this just isn't a big deal, which is a good thing. A tropical storm warning means that winds could reach 39 miles an hour. Right now, Dorian's winds are sustained at 90 miles an hour, so it has come down overnight a bit. And so think of it like a nor'easter passing by with some wind and some rain, of course, no snow. And the same thing as you get off Cape, it would be one of those storms in the winter where most of the action was out over Cape Cod. And in Boston, we'll see some rain and breezy conditions. But high surf, watch out for rip currents, a little bit of beach erosion. I suppose there could be a scattered power outage down toward the Cape and the Islands where winds will gust 40 to 50 miles an hour, perhaps a little bit higher. And that's where, if there's going to be any real effect, that's where it will be.
How much rain are we talking about here?
That's a great question, and it's going to be a tight little band here. So as you get out towards, say, Springfield, there'll probably be very little. And as you get closer to Boston, kind of riding on the Mass Pike towards the city, the numbers should start to go up. At most, Boston should get an inch. It wouldn't surprise me if we're quite a bit under that. And I think at most parts of the Cape get 2 inches, although there may be a few spots which get a downpour which hit 3 inches. So again, we're not talking a major deal here.
All right, so that's Dorian. What does the rest of the weekend look like weather-wise?
Yeah, so the pick of the weekend is definitely going to be Sunday. We'll see sunshine, temperatures in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, with the clouds and the rain, we'll be in the 60s. But by the way, the second half of the day tomorrow, we will clear out. So I think we're going to see the sunset. It looks pretty nice. And then Monday, mostly sunny, lower 70s. We have not seen a seven-day period under 80 degrees since mid-May. I think we're going to do it here. We're right in the middle of that now.
Dave, just about 20 seconds left. It's definitely starting to feel a little more like fall. Do you expect any more high temperatures to come back in September? Or are we done and it's time to break out the sweaters?
Yeah, I don't think we're done with the 80-degree weather yet, and I don't think we're done with humidity either. We'll probably see another day or two of that in a row. Even into October, we can see that kind of weather. But we definitely are changing the pattern here. I mean, nighttime lows this upcoming week are going to be in the 50s for most of us. So great sleeping weather. And I think it's time to perhaps think about putting the flannel sheets on.
All right. That's WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Dave, thanks.
You're welcome.